The so-called Nation's Report Card is out, and it shows New Mexico 4th and 8th graders trail national proficiencies in reading and math. The newly released National Assessment of Educational Progress report shows just 31% of our state's 4th graders are proficient in math, and only 21% are reading at target levels. For 8th graders, 23% are proficient in math, and 22% are proficient in reading. Those results have New Mexico among 18 states scoring below national averages for both reading and math. U.S. Senators Udall and Heinrich have voted in favor of ENDA, the legislation that bans workplace discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity. The measure passed the Senate with a bipartisan majority of 64 votes. Representatives Ben Ray Lujan and Michelle Lujan Grisham, both co-sponsors of the House version, now urge Republican leaders to allow a vote on the measure in the House. Representative Steve Pierce is said to be reviewing the differences between this bill and the 2007 version he opposed. Meanwhile, Congresswoman Michelle Lujan Grisham and former Governor Gary Johnson are among leaders of a new coalition supporting same-sex marriage. KSFR asked Lujan Grisham, a Democrat, the significance of her alliance with Johnson, a Libertarian and former Republican, becoming allies on the marriage issue.
We can have different political platforms and some differences in our ideology, but at the end of the day, Governor Johnson and I care about New Mexico. And if we can improve the lives of the citizens here, there's nothing we won't do working together to make that a reality.
Backers say the New Mexico Unites for Marriage campaign will build support for the freedom to marry and will work to defend any legislative attempts to deny that freedom. The New Mexico tourism industry is reporting a successful 2012 tourism season. The State Tourism Department's Jolene Maurer says all of the industry's numbers rose last year as opposed to 2011, including an overall increase in visitors to the state. Maurer says this translates to jobs for New Mexicans.
This summer, the leisure and hospitality jobs increased 5.5% over last summer. That's almost 5,000 jobs. So tourism has seen 12 consecutive quarters of job growth.
Maurer says tourism is the second largest industry in the state, behind only oil and gas. New Mexico state colleges and universities have agreed to adopt a common nursing curriculum to make it easier for students to complete their degrees. Governor Susana Martinez and leaders of the New Mexico Nursing Education Consortium announced the change on Thursday. The governor's office says the use of a common curriculum will make it easier and less expensive for students to transfer from one school to another. It will also allow nursing students at colleges in rural areas to be able to earn bachelor's degrees without having to leave their communities. State legislators have heard that many New Mexicans shopping for individual health insurance coverage are being thwarted by computer glitches. A member of the governing board of the New Mexico Health Insurance Exchange, Jason Sandell, on Thursday told a legislative panel that a formal complaint has been sent to Washington. Computer troubles could hamper the state's goal of having 84,000 state residents enroll in health plans in 2014. Newly appointed State Representative Vicky Perea tells KSFR she's honored to be the governor's appointment to replace the late Representative Stephen Easley in District 50. Perea had been nominated by Torrance and Valencia County Commissions, and Governor Martinez announced Perea's appointment last week.
And I appreciate the opportunity that the governor has given me to serve New Mexicans, and specifically the people of Bernalillo County and Santa Fe and Torrance and Valencia.
Perea is a former Democrat turned Republican who's been had been an Albuquerque City Councilor and served in finance positions in Albuquerque City government. NBC Universal announced today it will televise the inaugural flight of Virgin Galactic's Spaceship Two next year, live from New Mexico's Spaceport America. A specific date has not yet been given. Sir Richard Branson, founder of Virgin Galactic, will be joined by his two adult children as the first private passengers to travel into space. The launch will be the subject of a three-hour live event presented by NBC's Today Show. A reminder, Veterans Day is Monday. City, county, state, and federal offices will be closed. Santa Fe Trails buses and the Rail Runner will operate on a Saturday schedule. North Central Regional Transit Blue buses will not run at all. Weather for Santa Fe, sunny and dry today and into the weekend and beyond. Highs today in the mid-50s, warm to the low 60s for Saturday and Sunday. Overnight lows in the low 30s. No precipitation is expected until the middle of next week. I'm Tom Tropridge, KSFR News.